A former head of industrial relations of the TUC, Seth Ablosu, has called on government and the management of SNIT not to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the trust, but only observe it. He told Radio Ghana that the law establishing SNIT restricts it to managing pensions and not to make donations or spend on any project like a philanthropic organization. Mr. Ablosu asked the National Pensions Regulatory Authority to call SNIT management to order or face legal actions. He spoke to George Ankwa.
There is no cause for celebration. First point. Yes, SNIT is 50 years this year. SNIT started in 1965. But the abysmal performance of SNIT and the fact that several pensioners, aspirations of several pensioners, or pensioners generally haven't been met, calls for 50th anniversary to be observed but not celebrated. And when I say observed, I mean that we must take stock of the 50-year journey and see how social security can be improved for members of the scheme. It's essentially for members. Only recently, on the 3rd of September, a front page advert in the Daily Graphic said that in celebration of the 50-year anniversary, SNIT was going to build 40 police stations all over the country. It was going to build a children's library. It was going to build a sports complex. And my point is that SNIT has no business getting into any of that. It has no, they call it their social responsibility. SNIT's social responsibility is to pensioners, members of the scheme. Besides, they have the law establishing SNIT and governing pensions. The Pensions Act 766, as amended recently, restricts SNIT to dealing with contingencies that relate to working people, old age, invalidity, and death benefits. That's all. SNIT is not Father Christmas. SNIT cannot go around making donations. Understand SNIT. SNIT is a trust and is managed by trustees. A trust basically is like a will. If you prepare a will and you name me among trustees or even a sole trustee and you list the beneficiaries, say you have 15 children and you list 10, the trustee has no business spending any money on those you did not list. And therefore SNIT has no business going outside this remit. Recently, SNIT donated 1 million Ghana cedis towards supporters. It's listed in the Jamafe Commission report. They haven't contributed 1 million cedis, page 185 of the report, towards lifting Black Star supporters to Brazil.
Mr. Ablosu, so your beef now is that SNIT is unable to pay beneficiaries properly, yet they are just wasting the money, donating and going to projects they are not supposed to.
Yes. In fact, they are getting into things that will amount to profligate expenditure, and they need to be called to order.
He says SNIT must understand that the scheme they are managing has nothing to do with customers, because every contributor is a member of the scheme and not a customer.
Fortunately for us, under the new act, there is a regulatory body, the National Pensions Regulatory Commission, and I'm asking the National Pensions Regulatory to call SNIT to order, to stop the things that they say they are going to do, because they don't have the right to do that. They don't have the authority to do that.
If they are called to order and they still go ahead with the profligate spending, what will be your action?
If they are called to order, in the event of the Pensions Regulatory Commission calling them to order, I think they will have to comply. So it's urgent.
If they do not comply, what will you do?
If they do not comply, some consideration will be given to ways that will make them comply. Because you see, for many years, members of the trust, pensioners, our sense of ownership of the scheme has been diluted. Get into any SNIT establishment and you find customer service here. But we are no customers. SNIT has no customers. And these are some of the changes that must come in the 50-year anniversary. SNIT must be properly focused.
In the industrial relations sector, how would you want SNIT to refer to us?
As members. We are not clients.
Because it's our contribution.
Yes. In fact, somewhere they say even contributors. But we are members first and foremost. The contribution is an obligation of membership. So we are members, not customers. So SNIT cannot have a customer service department. No. They are completely off target. From the board of trustees, right down to the lowest in SNIT. This is about time they got educated on the nature of the scheme in which they are operating, the scheme they are managing, that they are managing for members of the scheme, not customers. So no customer service department. Members have a lifelong membership in SNIT. And members of the scheme need to wake up to the realization that the scheme is ours. The money in the fund is ours and cannot be used anyhow by trustees. And when we say trustees, they are persons in whom trust has been imposed.